We are going to continue to talk about the Ephod today. Yesterday we discussed Rashi saying that the Ephod is like a sinar, is like this apron that the noble women would ride when they would ride the horses. Today we're going to focus more on the details of how the Ephod was worn. In the Rambam, when he describes the Ephod, he describes it very, very similar to Rashi, but there are three nuanced differences. Rashi says that it was put on, basically, around the back, under the elbows. And the Rambam says that it was against the elbows. Rashi says that it went all the way to the bottom, and Rashi uses the expression that ad akevav, mamish, until the heel. And the Rambam says that it went till the feet. In other words, not mamish to the bottom. Another nuanced difference is that Rashi says that the width of the beged, Listen to his lashon. Rochboy kimidas roichav gabay shel adam v'yoyser. It went around the waist, the width of a person, but a little bit more. It was like a little over the waist. The Rambam, when he discusses the ephod, he just says it went around the roichav kiroichav adam. He doesn't say the word v'yoyser. Now, most people, when they learn the Rambam, they will tell you that Shitas HaRambam is mamish like Rashi. But the Rebbe, by pointing out these three seemingly small diukim, explains that really there's a big machloikis in Havanas Inyan HaEfod, Bichlal understanding what the goal and what was the purpose of the Ephod. There's a big, big machloikis between Rambam and Rashi. I'm going to try to make it simple. The Torah tells us that we have to make begodim for the Kohen Gadol, for the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol. You have to make these special clothes. And the Torah uses the expression, lechavod ulesifores, that it should be for honor and for splendor. Now, the simple understanding of this pasuk is that the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol have to wear clothes. But don't be a schlepper clothes. It should be nice clothes. They're respectable people. They represent the Eibishter. They represent Klal Yisrael's Avodas Hashem. So therefore, it's only right, it's only fitting that they have respectable clothing. L'chavid u'l'sifores is a prat in the geder of the beged. What type of clothing? Respectable clothing. Another way of learning it is the other way around. That really, the gather of the clothing are tachshitim. They are lechavid ulesifores. What type of tachshitim, what type of beautiful ornaments should the Kohen and Kohen Gadol wear? Their clothing. You have people have earrings. You have people that have nice jewelry. So what type of tachshitim are we going to make? We're going to have clothing. But the main purpose of many of these begodim are the chavid and the sifares. They are the begid. They are the tachshit. Now, it is obvious that there are certain parts of the bigdei kohuna which everyone agrees are just tachshitim, just a ornament. For example, the tzitz. No one's going to say, hey, that's a beged. No one wears a tzitz on their head. You know, it's not things that we wear. So the tzitz is obvious that that is a ornament. Like Rashi says, it's a tachshit. Keneged ha-moyach, I think Rashi says. When it comes to, let's say, pants, the michnasayim, everyone's going to say that it's a beged. The shaila is when you have the begodim, which are in the middle, which you have like the ephod, you have the choishen, You have these begodim. Is the main purpose as a beged, or is the main purpose as a tachshit? Rashi holds that the ephod's main purpose is a beged. Now it's interesting. There is a shailem shutei shel mikra. The Torah says ve'elab godim asher yasu. These are the begodim that you should make. It leaves out the tzitz. What about the tzitz? The Torah misses out the part, the beged. If you say that the tzitz is its own category, it's just a tachshit, now it makes sense, because it's not included in ve'ela begodim asher tasu, because all the rest of the begodim, they are also clothes. The tzitz, it's a tachshit completely. So Rashi learns that as much as possible, we are going to find a way that these big dekuna operate as begodim. Why would a kohen gadol need to have a ephod if it's not a tachshit? So the answer is, Rashi says that I saw a lady riding. In other words, the main purpose was a higher level of tznius. If that's the case, so then if the purpose is tznius, so the more it covers, the more tznius it is. So if the roichev is v'roichav v'yoyser, a little bit more around, that's more tznius, it goes more around. If in the length it goes ad akevav, till the end, right? Again, it makes more sense because it's more tznius. It doesn't have to be on the back where the elbows are, because that's not a place that you need the tznius. However, it's lamata, it's right under. That's where the waist begins. The point is, Rashi's description describes a beged that's made for tznius. Mashenkin the Rambam looks at the ephod as more of a tachshit, the way it's connected to the choshen hamishpa, which was be'ikir like a tachshit. And with this, the Rebbe explains something else. There's an argument between the Rambam and the Ramban regarding the straps of the ephod. Most people learn pshat that when they put on the ephod, then they tied the strings, and then you put the choshen one on top of the other. The Rambam says that the strings of the ephod were not tied until the choshen went on, and on top of that, you tie the strings of the ephod. The ephod went on top of the choshen. And the shaila is, why would he do that? That's not a way you get dressed. But according to the Rambam, says the Rebbe, the ephod is an extension of tachshit as the choshen. That's why it starts further up. That's where the choshen was. In other words, the ephod, for all practical purposes, was not a tznius beged, but like an extension of the Choshen HaMishpat. If it's an extension of the Choshen HaMishpat, it makes sense that the straps of the ephod go over the Choshen as well. What's a lesson that we can learn from the ephod? The Rebbe points out that there is a Lashon of Rashi that he uses by the ephod that's not usually used in other places. And that is, V'libi oimer li, my heart is telling me. Not v'li nira v'irali. Rashi uses the expression v'libi oimer li. Why by the ephod does Rashi use the word libi? And the Rebbe explains that while the nefesh elikis rests in the moyach, the yechida shebenefesh is in the lave, the l'cha'a marlibi, it's in the deepest part of the lave. What Rashi did, usually you're not supposed to see a sight of a lady driving or riding a horse, it's not something that we look at. Rashi did see it, but by being megala the yechida shebenefesh, you're able to take something which is seemingly not a proper thing, and now it became a muscle to understand the ephod, the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Dafke by getting in touch with the Libi, Dafke by getting in touch with the Yechida Shebenefesh, was Rashi able to be Mahapich, the so to speak, natzni is the kasin that he saw, and use it as an pirush to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what we, when we're Megala, Yechidah Shebenefesh, we can mamash make the whole world a Dira Lo Yizbarech.